Hello, everyone, and welcome to This is Oro Valley. This is a special Parks and Recreation, What's Happening in Parks and Recreation episode. So we're going to be doing these monthly so that you fine folks know what is happening in the town. And to help me, I have Parks and Recreation Office Specialist Lois Feldman. Lois, thank you for being here.
Well, happy to be here today. Lots going on in the month of September.
Indeed. I'm very excited to have you be kind of the voice of this because, you know, you do know what's going on and you're such a friendly face. So thank you for being part of this. Let's get right into it. So this month, it's fall. We're not really starting to get to cooler weather, but hopefully
soon.
Yeah. But what we are getting to is fall break.
Right.
So we have a bunch of camps for our kiddos. Can you tell me a little bit about them?
We have three different camps going on, and they will be for the week of in October, but it's time to register. So we have the Nature Camp, which is going to be held at Catalina State Park, and they've coined themselves Where the Wild Kids Are.
That's very apt for that, yes.
And that's a week-long camp. And then at the community center, we have Swim, Play, Fun, which is a week-long camp. You can book a week. You can book individual days. And then a horse camp. We have 12 slots for those who want to learn how to do horses.
Yeah,
and
that's
in the fall, it's
pretty
a great time to do it. So
I wish I had that opportunity as a kid. I'm not much of a horseback rider. In fact, I have fallen off of a few.
I'm a city girl. What can I tell you?
Right, me too.
We did it on vacations.
So, I mean, you say you're a city girl. That kind of leads well into our next topic, which is this means, you know, if you grew up in the city, you're no stranger to technology. But some of us out here in Oro Valley might be newer to technology, which is why we offer the Gadget Guidance Technology Assistance class. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, that's every Wednesday from 10 to noon. And just register. It's free. Come in. And if you're having a problem with your iPad, you're having a problem with your phone, you don't know how to send emails to your grandkids, we can help you with that.
Awesome. So the only rule, I think, with that is you can't bring in your desktop computer, right?
Right.
No lugging heavy technology.
Right. Just bring in the portable stuff, and we're happy to help.
So our next event, Lois, do you have kids?
I have kids who have kids. So
all right.
Babysitters are really expensive. I just heard it's about $20 an hour, which is a far cry from the dollar an hour I received as a babysitter.
So for 4 hours, you're looking at $80 to hire a babysitter. Do you know what would be better than that?
What would be better?
What if you brought your kids to Steampump Ranch for the September Parents Night Out event, which is from 6 to 10 p.m. It's on September 15th, and it only costs $20 per child. And what this event is an opportunity for, you know, parents to drop their kids off with staff, and the kids are going to get treated to, do you know what they're going to be doing?
They get a movie, games, we serve pizza and snacks, and you have 4 free hours without a child on your hip.
Oh, and the ages of children for this event are 5 to 12.
Correct. Well, coming up at the Oro Valley Community Center on Saturday the 16th, we're going to have Movies on the Lawn, the remake of The Little Rascals, which is 1994 it was made. Some of us remember the original.
I was going to say, I haven't seen the remake. I've only seen the original, actually.
Right. And it's free.
Well, that's even better than $20.
There you go. It starts at sundown. So
I heard that we have a new and enhanced projector and screen for this event.
Yes, we do. It's a bigger screen.
Awesome.
Bring your blankets and chairs.
Love that. Another outdoor event we have is the Friday night concerts at Steampump Ranch, and it's also free. These are from 7 to 9:30 p.m. And so September 1st, we have the Holy Cat Swing Club. Have you heard them before?
I have not.
So they're like a swing group. They do traditional jazz and swing music. I check them out online. Very upbeat, super fun, good danceable music. You would get out
Should
there.
Should be a good crowd then.
Exactly.
Getting them up and moving, huh?
But then more my speed, September 29th, we have a band called Zenora. Do you know them?
I don't know them.
Some young kids. This group plays a lot of rock standards, covers and things.
Okay.
I watched their YouTube videos. They covered Offspring, you know, bands that were that I'm a fan of when I was a like 13-year-old skater kid or trying to be.
Okay.
Very cool. So we've got food trucks, beer, wine, soda and water, and no outside alcohol. So you gotta purchase there.
Okay, but you can bring your own food, your own blanket, your
totally.
Chair.
Mm-hmm.
And your dancing shoes, it sounds like, at least for the first one, right?
So, yes. Tell me about this new event we have coming up.
Well, this is pretty exciting for all dog lovers, because, and many of us are. It's a free event on a Saturday afternoon at Steam Pump, where you bring your family, your friends, and your dogs. There's going to be adoptable dogs, food, of course, music. We like that. Crafts for the kids, a dog talent show. That'll be a first.
Yeah, indeed.
A dog costume contest. Get them ready. And prizes. Local business and organizations will have booths.
So if you want to register your dog, all you have to do for the talent show or for the costume contest, there's going to be on-site registration. So you'll just show up September 30th, 5 to 8 p.m., we're going to have prizes that have been donated for our pets. So we've got some sponsors. We've got Pet Friendly Fun and Dogs and Donuts. Dogs and Donuts actually makes pet friendly donuts.
How cool is that?
Don't get confused. They're not for you. They're for your furry loved one.
Okay. Well, make sure when you come to keep your dog on a leash and clean up after your pet.
And you are a dog person. Are we going to see you and Ziva, right?
My dog, yeah. She's a beauty Shetland sheepdog.
What's the costume?
Oh, she'll probably just wear her tiara because we call her Ziva the Diva.
Perfect. Well, Lois, thank you for taking the time to explain these events. Do you want to plug any other events that may be happening that we didn't go fully in depth here?
Well, we have too many events to talk about today.
Right.
Go to playov.com and just, that's our catalog. It's online, and I know there's more senior events. There's Single Mingle, where we always have racquetball, and pickleball's real popular, and there's leagues, and there's a lot going on, so.
Awesome. Well, we'll be back next month with another list to go over of exciting events, but, you know, just to really hammer it home. Playov.com if you're looking to check out the catalog of other offerings. And we will see you and your kiddos at our fall break camps.